An upcoming election in Southeast Asia and a not quite yet ended election in South America top the list of big international stories this week. With me for our weekly look at some of them is the BBC's Rich Preston. And Rich, let's start with the election in Indonesia, the country with the world's largest Muslim population and the region's biggest economy. Who's in the running there?
Well, Mark, the current president, Joko Widodo, is up against a man called Prabowo Subianto. Now, it's been about 20 years since Indonesia shook off a dictatorship and re-established democracy. So this election's really important for the democratic health of the country. Now, Subianto is a former military general. His campaign so far has leaned heavily on religion. Indonesia has a reputation as one of the world's most moderate Muslim countries, but there is a growing fundamentalist movement. His followers accuse the current president, Widodo, of being too liberal. So he, Mr. Widodo, has been working hard to show his Islamic credentials. Now, that's worried his supporters, who like the fact that he promotes a modern and moderate Indonesia.
And Rich, this early in the process, there have already been allegations of vote rigging, is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Last week, a video was released showing votes being cast by Indonesian expats living in Malaysia. That despite the fact that polls overseas hadn't officially opened yet. Now, that's prompted the opposition to already come out and say they'll contest the result if they lose. Either way, Mark, Indonesia is a country of 300 languages spread across a chain of islands. In recent years, it's faced various calls for independence from different provinces, as well as attacks by Islamist groups. So analysts say that what Indonesia really needs is a leader who can keep the country united.
All right, Rich. So from an upcoming election to one that is still in a way being contested, on Friday, we're expecting a rally in Venezuela's capital as the political stalemate there continues.
Yes, the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, has called for another major rally in Caracas to try to force President Nicolas Maduro out of office. Now, he's got the support of the US and various European nations, and Washington has repeatedly hit Venezuela with more and more economic sanctions. In spite of that, Nicolas Maduro doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and he has the support of Cuba and Russia, and has continuously called the rallies and sanctions a plot by the US to overthrow his government.
And all this has been going on for a while now. It seems like both sides are pretty much dug in at this point.
Yes, Mr. Guaido says time is running out for the regime, but the same could also be said for him. He declared himself interim president several months ago and travelled the region looking for support from his neighbours. But even that's not prompted any change, including with the US and much of Europe behind him. Venezuelans who support him are concerned that Mr. Maduro staying in power means their revolution may never happen at all. And in the meantime, for ordinary Venezuelans, there are ongoing intermittent power outages, a lack of clean water, and the economic situation is pretty dire. Our correspondent in Venezuela is Will Grant. Now, he recently uncovered something pretty shocking, Mark. Graves being robbed for gold teeth and jewellery.
As we walked around the graveyard, we met a family laying fresh cement after their plot was looted recently. Into the wet cement, they scratched the words, "This has been robbed," in an effort to dissuade the criminals from trying again. The few that can afford to are exhuming and cremating their family members' remains to save them from the indignity of desecration.
That's Will Grant in Venezuela. That anti-government rally in Caracas, Mark, due to happen on Friday.
All right, Rich. So finally this morning, an environmental story coming up a week from today. It's Earth Day.
Yes, that's right. Next Monday is Earth Day, a global movement that aims to galvanize people to act to protect the environment. Organizers say more than 1 billion people get involved every year, but it started in the US in 1970.
This is a CBS News special, Earth Day, a question of survival, with CBS News correspondent Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. A unique day in American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day.
Now, the man behind Earth Day was Gaylord Nelson, senator for Wisconsin. He said he was pushed to act after seeing the effects of an oil spill in Santa Barbara. Here he is speaking on that very first Earth Day.
Environment is all of America and its problems. It's the rats in the ghetto. It's a hungry child in a land of affluence. It is housing that's not worthy the name and neighborhoods not fit to inhabit. Environment is a problem perpetuated by expenditures of tens of billions of dollars on the Vietnam War instead of on our decaying, crowded, congested, polluted urban areas that are inhuman traps for millions of people.
Now, unusually, especially given today's standards, Mark, Earth Day had broad cross-party support at the time. Republicans and Democrats got behind it, as did people across the social spectrums, rich, poor, rural, inner city. And that very first Earth Day helped pave the way for the creation of a federal body we still have today, the EPA. And it's become the global movement that we see in modern times.
So, Rich, what is on the agenda for Earth Day 2019?
Well, because next year, 2020, is the 50th anniversary, there's a gradual ramping up towards that. So like every year, there's going to be a series of events and demonstrations this year, as well as things like organised trash collecting or group tree planting. And the theme for Earth Day 2019 is Protect Our Species. Organisers want people to raise awareness around threats of extinction and push for policy changes to protect animals. They're also calling on people to encourage others to switch to plant-based diets and to stop using herbicides and pesticides. Earth Day, Mark, is next Monday.
All right. That's the BBC's Rich Preston. Rich, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.